Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And so excited. Can you guys believe this is the last Sunday in February? I mean, yes, it's a short month, but wow, what an amazing month. And we have so much to share because this is a power-filled week as we transit into March. And guys, just a heads up, if you're catching us live, our March Revelations video are actually going to be posted early. We are popping those babies up tonight, so you can check them out at our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. If you're catching us in the archives, hey, they're already up. Go check it out. So Shri, wow, we are going to really dive into this miracle multi-dimensional presence. I mean, this is what it's been all about, is this adapting to living in multiple dimensions, adapting to accepting the creation energy through our second chakra, allowing the blessing of our Shanti to come forward with our Bhakti in union. I'm like, wow.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to explore that in more detail. But one thing I would just wish to let you all know is it's going to get easier.
We promise it will. It doesn't mean it'll be less intense. But honest to goodness, I'm so glad you're here, because if you're here, we know that your energy field is ready to let it be easier.
Absolutely. And that we also are really delighted to invite you to join us on air. You can call 888-627-6008 and join the conversation. That number again is 888-627-6008.
Now, guys, if you call and you get a busy signal, it just means all the lines are full, and really we don't even know if there's any open right now. But hey, why not try? If it's your time to get on the show, you absolutely will. And if you call and get a busy signal, hold on to that number, because that would be your moment to call.
So one of the things that's really important is that we are all undergoing changes. And it's kind of interesting to me, because throughout my entire life, people who I considered to be wise, people who I considered to be further along than me, would say things to me like, you know, oh, you're evolving this, or your soul is radiating this wisdom, or here's the reason you had that experience.
Yeah.
And all along throughout the many years, there was always this sense that there was this hidden hand kind of orchestrating things.
Now, I got to know where you're going with this, Shri, because I'm sitting here going, we're talking about multidimensional realities. I want to hear where you're going.
Well, here's where I'm going.
Okay, tell me.
What I've learned is you are the hidden hand orchestrating things.
Okay.
And one phrase we've often shared with our listeners is your soul knows the way. Well, when we speak about that, your soul knows the way, there is an unfoldment happening. And sometimes the biggest obstacle to it being easy is we're so distracted by our personality self, our egoic sense of putting a pattern and a control on things, that we forget we can just relax and watch it unfold.
Ooh, you know what, guys? Take a breath. I don't know about you, but Shri, you kind of took my breath away.
So, I'm glad I still got it.
Yes, you do. Oh, on so many levels. So yes, we're talking about multi-dimensional experiences. So guys, you know, as we opened up the show, how did it get to be the end of February? I mean, we are transiting into March this very week. We are here now. And so remember that, just to kind of step back again, this is such a phenomenal year. 2018 is that year that's going to be the anomaly. When historians look back and they look at that very specific and very unique time between 2015 and 2022, fingers will point to this year. This is a pivotal year. And in the pivotal energy, it is about anchoring stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. Now, that is just a powerful gift you can give to yourself, because we are at this time where the third and the fifth dimension have now fully anchored. You know, the earth has been twinning for a while. You know, the fifth dimensional, I'm just going to say opportunity, first came in right a few years around after the millennium. It started peaking up at around 2012, started rapidly moving. And here we are in 2018. And the third dimension and the fifth dimension that had been twinning for so long have now anchored. And with that anchorship came the, I'm going to call it the surprise. Mm-hmm. Right, the surprise, which was the seventh dimension was so closely aligned with the fifth that when the fifth anchored, the seventh kind of popped out as almost its twin and said, hey, how you doing?
Well, you know, once we lift our vibrational reality, we are then open to the next level as well.
So, yes, yeah, very
so much we're, so. We're in that unique space. You know, this thing about the third and the fifth dimension, one way to understand this is that in the times past, and I know they're not that far back.
But, no, they're not.
but the fifth and the third were overlaid. And
yeah,
you would have moments of what we call fifth dimensional energy and moments of third dimensional energy. And it was kind of a training, so to speak. Now that the earth has fully twinned, it's like you have two different theaters going on. They may have the same visuals out there, meaning Gaia still looks like Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
However, the energetics of it, the feeling of it, the participants who are also playing in that arena, all are vibrating a little differently. There's a different flow and feel.
And we call that, there is this multiple dimension miracle presence that is igniting through this experience.
Absolutely. And as you anchor ever more fully in your fifth dimensional experience, you're actually taking a rest from 3D.
Oh, yeah.
The third dimension is really quite tiring. There's a lot of friction. There's a lot of delusion. And as you have awakened yourself and you continue to walk in 3D, you're going to find yourself getting tired. Whereas the fifth dimensional energy is a place of, oh, I can kind of relax here. I can kind of open. And yet there's a tease because the seventh dimension is calling.
And with that, what has happened, my angels, is that this capacity, this multidimensional mastery presence, combined with your capacity to reignite your ancient memories has kind of, I'm kind of bringing my hands together, right?
Yeah.
It's like they're becoming one energy. Now, let's go back and again share that January opened up with this Shanti energy, and it was all in our first chakra, and it was about safety, and it was about recognition, yeah, deservability.
Foundationalizing in that peaceful safety.
Exactly. And February has been all about bhakti. And remember, we're lifting that energy up. So we've been rising up from the first chakra into the second chakra, unifying that beautiful Shanti, that peace energy, with that bhakti, that love energy, in a creative center. So my angels, with just a couple days left in February and getting ready to transition into March, what have you been birthing this month? Think about it, your second chakra. It's the chakra of creation. It's the chakra of birthing. It's the chakra of new and wondrous opportunities. And everything has been birthing, my loves, and you've seen this. And we're going to talk about something that birthed through tragedy that was just a profound, a wake-up call for what's happening in March. And so we're going to be talking a lot about this more in a moment. So I don't want to get too off track other than to share with you that everything is birthing. So are you birthing your multidimensional presence? Are you birthing your mastership? Are you birthing your ascended presence? Or are you birthing an extremity or a way that's aligned with the third dimension? Remember, we put out both in our video for February. It's at our radio show website. If you go to the archives, shriankiraradio.com, you can find a copy of this. We put out this beautiful diagram of what this multidimensional experience is looking like. The third dimension has become like Jell-O. It's the only way we can describe it. It's like
sticky.
Slogging through Jell-O.
You know, think about it. If you're in the swimming pool, swimming through water, it has a certain buoyancy.
Right.
Now let's fill that pool with Jell-O. All of a sudden, it takes a lot more work to get to navigate,
yeah,
to move.
Yeah, a lot, guys. And here's what's happening is that we are in a moment right now where lifting that beautiful Shanti, acknowledging that bhakti, will invite, it's kind of like a, I want to almost make it a mathematical sequence. It would be Shanti plus bhakti is going to equal Ananda. And that's what's coming forward in March. And that means it's happening right now as we speak.
We're in transition, really.
Big transition. And guys, we have the first of these two beautiful full moons in March coming right up this weekend. This Saturday, March 2nd, you want to be prepared to dance in your divinity and to be clear on your multidimensional presence. And that's why I think this show excites me so much, Sri, because, guys, we have so much to share with. I mean, imagine right now that you are in this moment, but imagine what your life would be like if your creative nature in oneness, illuminated with your divine self, knew truly who you were. I mean, without any doubt.
Well, that's a wonderful state of alignment and a place of blissful manifestation, because we all get glimpses. We all have moments where we just kind of move into a zone. You can call it the zone of the flow, where we're lined up. Our consciousness is lined up with our authenticity and our creative capacity. And
you know, I think we should call it slow. It's a zone and a flow. So you want to slow right into this.
You want to glow in your slow.
Glow in your slow. I'm sorry, guys. I was just really thinking about what Sri had said.
Well,
go ahead, my angel. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Well, the thing
slow
is,
me.
You know, as long as you have a smile on your face and you're buoyant and trusting your guidance,
yeah,
you're not going to mess this up.
No.
What we're offering to you through our monthly predictions and our the information we share each and every Sunday.
Well, the gift of this extraordinarily beautiful community.
What we hope that you're getting is some reassurance, some information to recontextualize yourself, so your beautiful mind doesn't make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, what else would our mind be for?
and that we may serve as your divine mirror to offer you the encouragement and the reassurance that you are on your path and that we're growing.
Woo!
In a beautiful way.
And you know, to recognize that you can relax into this multidimensional experience without feeling that you're losing your mind. I mean, and I know that might be part of it. And so, guys, I just would be remiss if Sri and I did not remind you, please go to our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, go to Official Sri and Kira, and better yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way you get all the new videos right away. And if you have not already watched the 18 new ascension symptoms, please go give yourself that blessing.
It's an eye-opener.
It really is. And again, here we are live Sunday, February 25. Later today, you can go check out our newest March Predictions Revelations video. Very, very important stuff in there. If you're catching us in the archives, it's already up there. Now, I want to go back, Sri, and talk about the multidimensional existence of what's happened with the twinning Earth. Because a lot of people are saying, yeah, but what about the fourth dimension? What about the fifth dimension? And Kira, oh my God, now you're talking about the seventh. Well, guys, if you've been tracking with our work, you know we're also talking about the ninth. I almost feel like I have to whisper when I say that.
Well, we are capable, and our consciousness is available to touch in to multiple frequencies.
Absolutely.
The thing is, we tend to have a reference point. You know, the reference point is where you say, okay, now this is me, and I look like this, and I feel like this. Well, that reference point might be, for many people, it's associated with what do you look like, and,
yeah,
and where
yeah,
are
what
you?
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing? But actually, as we go deeper, it's a frequency.
Yeah.
Our reference point is an energy. It's a state of consciousness that reflects that energy. And so, of course, you're going to lose your mind a little bit along the way.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. That's called growth.
Yeah, baby. You know, density, sanity. I, you know, the other day I was having lunch with a young woman, and she said to me, it was just interesting. She kept talking to me, saying, well, you know, the planet's just insane and everybody's insane and I'm so upset and everything's insane. And it was in that moment that my heart wanted to assist her to remember that if you are aligned in the jellified third dimensional polarity, then all you are going to see is insanity and things that just you'll be scratching your head saying, how can this even exist? How can I even be seeing what I'm seeing or hearing what I'm hearing? And if you are able to gift yourself with living your multidimensional experience and lifting and anchoring in the fifth dimension, we're going to be talking about how to do that during the show. What happens is that you also awaken and stabilize. Remember, this is about stability this year, 2018. You stabilize in what Sri and I lovingly call ascended sanity. And through the lens of ascended sanity, your heart is able to have a greater compassion for what we call density sanity, or what many people who are experiencing that with alarm and extreme anger and concern is can look like insanity.
Absolutely. You know, just as an anecdote, sometimes people feel that they're becoming weird or eccentric.
Or those around you make sure you know you are.
Or people say, you know, you're strange.
You're not like us.
Well, that's because...
I say thank you.
Yes. And as your vibrational frequency lifts, we become seemingly more eccentric from the eyes of density.
Absolutely.
But here's the piece that I want you to take home. What is normal?
I love that.
And I don't want to make this into a joke. I just want to offer this. Normal is that state of being that brings you peace.
And think about that, because what was January? January was the month of peace. It was the month of Shanti. And what is normal and brings you peace is going to be unique for every other person.
And your normal will evolve, because what's normal, what brings you peace, what allows you to be...
We're not labeling, we're just using a word.
That normal is very individual, and how you dress and what flowers you like and what foods...
And what brings you joy.
And what brings you joy, that's normal.
Exactly. And so guys, everyone is finding their normal. Remember, some people find their normal in chaos. Some people need their adrenaline rush to feel normal and peace-filled. So you always want to look at what is bringing you peace. Then how do we lift that? What is bringing you this beautiful blessing of love, right? That and now where we're moving toward is that unified presence of joy-filled Ananda, the expansion. And so as we expand, we have so much more to share. And guys, we just want to share that we have been getting bombarded with emails, and we are so grateful. And
happy to have them.
Please don't stop. Remember, you can write us at guest@sriankiraradio.com. We just want to put it out there that if for any reason you are not responded to, please, with all of our heart, know that just writing the email will offer an energy back, and we are connected, and we do support you.
And we offer you a blessing as we are reading your emails.
Absolutely. And if you're writing because you have concerns and questions and you're worried, please also remember we have had for 15 years a very powerful free miracle prayer service, and you can just send your prayers, your miracle requests, just something you maybe just need to write and send somewhere that's safe and sacred and private, and just send it to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. Again, that's thehealinglight@selfascension.com. And Sri and I energize and work with all of these requests. And then the first Saturday of every month, our beloved extraordinary miracle team comes together and brings this beautiful energy around all of these requests from all over the world. And we have honestly seen so many bona fide miracles.
Absolutely. When your spiritual family comes together and offers loving support, we move in a good way.
We really do. And so, angels, please, please take advantage of thehealinglight@selfascension.com. And if you're saying, well, how can I get in on that miracle ceremony? Go to sriankira.com and learn about the miracle team. Or if you're at our radio site where it says... There's a link right there that says ready for your miracle. So check it out. Now, I'm ready for the miracle of connecting with these amazing, beautiful beings that got on the phone.
We have some wonderful folks standing by. We're going to start.
And guys, just a reminder that because all of our lines are full, if you want to call in as soon as we start saying goodbye, that would be your time to try and get in today's queue.
We'll do it. We're heading to line one.
Let's do it.
We're going to say hello to Sarah from Canada.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. Namaste, Angel.
Pardon?
Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Wonderful. We're happy to say hi to you.
I'm happy to be here. I'm a little bit nervous right now. My body's kind of shaking.
Oh, take a breath, Angel. Relax. How can we serve you?
I'm looking for, I don't know, help, advice, a reading, some kind of advice from my higher self or something. I've had difficult times over the last couple of years, but I feel like I'm at the tail end of it, and I'm just waiting for my breakthrough. New things have lined up for me in life. Yesterday, I had a crazy releasing of extreme rage, and yeah, it's over. That part's over now, but today I feel nice and light, and I was very happy to get through to you. I'd love a mini reading or a full reading, or yeah.
Well, it is our honor. And so, my angel, Sarah, first and foremost, if it is safe for you to close your eyes, I would invite you to do that. And if you're unable to do that, that's fine too. And truly, my heart and my whole auric energy are smiling right now. And if you can bring a hand to your heart, I would invite you to do that. And I'm also doing that with you. As a matter of fact, both of my hands are on my heart and my eyes are closed. And with a smile of love and abundance, there is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little being sitting in front of you who actually reminds me of a combination of many different beings, but almost like the laughing chubby Buddha, a chubby little baby Krishna, or a little baby Ganesha. Yeah, just beautiful. And he is holding this beautiful big basket, and it's filled with cookies and donuts and pastries and yummies, and this huge smile and this adorable belly is giggling as I'm watching this being lifted up to you, and they're saying, all you need to do is pick the one that you enjoy the most and then begin to take one step at a time to bring it to form. Your time is upon you, and in 4 months' time, a great revelation will reveal itself and ignite you into the next level. And they're all smiling and saying, have fun, eat the pastries, and dance. Let it be amazing. So thank you, my love, for getting through to us today. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. I'll tell you what, let's just keep going.
We have another first time
caller standing by. We're going to head to line 4 and welcome Karina from Illinois.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, welcome to you too. I'm so excited I got through. I'm a first time caller. And I'm fairly new to listening. Yes, it's the first time I ever listened live, so that's exciting as well. So thank you. I'm just so happy to be here. And just a little bit of background about myself. I'm a Reiki healer practitioner and new to Akashic Records. And then I also do healing with animals and children. So I was just looking for a little bit of maybe a soul reading or advice from my guides.
Ooh, Karina, wow, you are magical. I am so enjoying connecting with you. Wow, I am so glad you got through, sweetheart. So here's what's so cool. You know, first time that you're listening to us live, and, you know, like first time you got through when you, and, you know, as a first time caller, I find that just to be a big smile, because you are resonating really strongly with the number 11, only you're resonating with the number 11 through the system of ascended numerology. And in ascended numerology, the number 11 means that the one and the one will ever equal one, and that your mastery is calling you forward right now. And the message that they're giving me is that as you ignite your hands with the light of divine energy and call forward the blessing of healing that is yours to claim, your mastery amplifies if you call forward the energy of thyself, gazing into the eyes of thyself and listening with intention to the divine message being gifted. And then they're saying, move forward and just put everyone in front of you. Put everyone in front of you as yourself. And just really, it's like I see your hands rubbing together, like, and I'm doing a portrait. I'm in front of him rubbing my hands. I'm rubbing my hands and I'm seeing these huge, huge, huge balls of golden light. And my hands are literally vibrating right now. And so, wow, thank you for being on the planet and go forth and prosper. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That definitely resonates. And I'm just, my body's full of good energy chills right now. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Many blessings. Namaste. Whew. Hey, everybody, I just got my hands. I'm throwing gold balls of light at all of you right now. Grab them. Here they come. Gold balls of light.
Take a breath, relax, breathe, and just allow the connection to deepen even more.
And, you know, beloved angels, this is the gift. You know, every week I know we talk about it, yet it's such a wonderful thing to share, and that is that every caller, everyone who writes, everyone that comes in, everyone is really offering a window or an opportunity for all of us to come together every week during this sacred and most wondrous community and support each other's mastery evolution and ascended presence. How awesome is that?
Hey, I like it.
Me too.
I show up every week for this.
You do. It's its own little miracle. You know, speaking of people writing us in, I just want to share. We had someone who wrote us several weeks ago, and I so apologize. We're just getting to you right now. But since we only have just a couple minutes, I just wanted to. This message came in from Helga, I believe from Denmark, and it said, best hi there. Please may you offer me a mini soul reading if you think it is a good idea for us all, since I am in a situation to go to your sanctuary in July. Well, Helga, first and foremost, my love, we are delighted to welcome you here in July. And for all of you that are listening right now, we do need to share that our event happening here in July, which is actually the Mastery Between Dimensions event. You can check it out at sriankira.com. It's too much to share in the moment that we have. But guys, we are down to 8 spots. That is all we have left. And so as I share this with you, we even still have some of the spaces open. But sriankira.com, if you're thinking about it, grab the PDF, meditate on it, read about it, go into your heart about it. And if your heart says yes, join us. And Helga, I just want to share with you personally, my love, that it would just be a beautiful gift to welcome you here. And when I gaze at you, what I get is a sense of home, that there is a sense of home that is deep within your heart, deep within your soul, that you have been crying out for, and that the reason your email got through to us and is being shared now is because the reading isn't about whether or not we see it. It's about you touching into what this sense of home looks like and then deciding if joining us here live would be a part of that. And of course, we would love to welcome you if it is, but ultimately, this is the decision of your soul and your heart in union. It's about going into that multidimensional space and saying yes. And so Helga, if you haven't gotten, we have some new PDFs we downloaded and all of the services available here at TOSA Blue Mountain, because people are staying afterwards for extended periods of time here. Just go again to sriankira.com and right on the homepage, you can't miss it, click on Between Dimensions, download it, sit with it, and then let us know what your heart decides. Many blessings.
Oh, beautiful indeed. And you know, I just want to pick up on something, Kira, that just shared. It's a decision of your soul and your heart.
Yeah.
All authentic decisions are made with those alignments. Because if we only rely on our mind, we're back into...
Uh-oh. We're back in the jellified third dimension where it's just like,
the mind gets into this hierarchy and good and bad
absolutely,
and all of that.
Absolutely,
But if the soul and the heart are aligned, then the mind as your servant will work on the details.
Got it. Yeah, absolutely true.
All right, beloveds. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to go to a little station break here, and that means it's time to get a cup of tea, stretch
yes,
your legs,
is. And get ready, because guys, we are diving into multidimensional space, and we are going to take you on a journey and give you absolute specifics and guidance to really help master what's going on.
So stick around. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom. affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Many, many, many blessings to each and every one of you, and we welcome you back.
Woo! And in whatever dimension you are joining us from, we are so glad you are here, because today is an extraordinary day. It is that moment where we get to come together and really embrace and experience our multidimensional miracle presence, the opportunity to really call forward the ancient memory of our own mastery as it calls us forward through this extraordinary moment ahead.
You know, it's important to understand that miracles are your birthright.
Yes.
And miracles are simply that which happens outside of linear time.
I love that.
Because once we are tapping into quantum space, once we are tapping into our multidimensional truth, we tend to time jump. We bring things in that are not sequential. And yay, that is your normal.
It is your normal. And we talked all about that in the first half of the show. So here's what we want to share with you right now. That, you know, many of you are aware that Sri and I have, we've been on the public stage. We celebrated our 15th anniversary this past January.
Yes.
And so we've been out there, guys. There has not been a day that we have not continually said yes, that we have not continually said, here we are, you know, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. The mantra of self-ascension has been our living, breathing experience for the past 15 years. And during that time, we have been beyond blessed to have been guided by, our first guide, of course, was Archangel Zadkiel. And then since then, it has just broadened to this beautiful blessing. And as part of our saying yes, our personal journey took us from New Mexico to Guatemala to Uruguay to Ecuador, where we are now anchored. Remember, guys, this is the year of anchoring in Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
So I kind of feel like Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Crystal Seed.
Yeah, there you go.
I call it Johnny Crystal Seed.
Johnny Crystal Seed. We've been activating light portals and bringing crystalline energies, straddling the equator,
yeah.
North America, South America, and I feel like we're in a wonderful culmination here.
We really are, and we would be remiss if we did not invite you to go. Please check out ascensionpeacepole.com, because last month, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wow, yeah, guys, how's that? It's like for a time slip. So earlier this month, we were so blessed to be joined with all these beautiful, beautiful people here of like mind in the Azuay Valley where we live in Ecuador. And all these beautiful people showed up and we consecrated the first worldwide Ascension Peace Pole. Now, why is this so important? Well, a couple reasons. Number one, as you guys remember, the crystalline grid around the planet has had holes in it. It's been needing assistance. And so that beautiful gossamer force field has been really energizing. Well, just because we've stopped talking about it doesn't mean it doesn't need our love and assistance. But what's happened is with this fifth and seventh dimension anchoring, the energy of the gossamer force field is receiving extraordinary support from outside this dimension and this universal experience, while we, our beloved ones here, are giving that energy back. And so this is the moment for you to, and especially right now in this February, March energy, and actually all the way through about May, this would be a really powerful thing to maybe do once and keep doing. This is the time for you to reach up. Do it with me, guys. I'm reaching up right now into
hands
the air.
Over your head.
And I am grabbing my pillar of crystalline light that has been energized through that beautiful gossamer force field and has been connecting with the crystalline grid. And I am grabbing that and I am placing it down onto Mother Earth and saying, we are here. We are ready. We are open. Guide us. And the way that we tangibly can show that is through creating our ascension peace pole. So please, you remember, if you don't have any land, grab a chopstick and decorate it. Get a twig. And we're going to have a video posted very soon showing you how to use simple household items to make your own ascension peace pole, or make a big one like Sri and I did.
You know, and the act of doing this is basically taking what is inside and claiming it and making it visible as not only a spiritual practice, but as a visceral reminder that I am peace, I am love, and I choose to be awake and
Ananda!
And joyfully connect heaven and earth together.
And beloved ones, this is part of a tangible, just doing something like this makes living in a multidimensional space a lot easier.
And so, beloved ones, we're going to remind you of something. And that reminder is that your vital energy, your ability to transit dimensions is really prefaced upon coming to completion with some, call them miscreations, misbeliefs.
Now, this kind of goes back to what I was opening with about how Sri and I have been out there for 15 years. A lot of people have recently said to us that we were ahead of our time. And we'd like to think, well, maybe we were in our time, your time, and no time, right? But here's the deal, guys. We have been receiving these beautiful messages now for many, many years. And a lot of the messages that came in the early years were for right now. Like startling. Like I read them and I'm freaked out at how much for right now they are.
You know, there's multiple series of beautiful information from the Ascended Realms.
And you can find all of these free online, guys. They are all free online at SriandKira.com. And when you go to SriandKira.com, you'll see these tabs across the top of the website, and you want to click on the tab, open the tab that says Art of Ascended Living right there. And as soon as you arrive at the homepage, and under that, you'll see a tab that says Messages from the Masters. Okay, so I'm sorry, it takes a couple clicks. So it's SriandKira.com, open up Art of Ascended Living, click on Messages from the Masters. When you arrive on that page, if you scroll, you're going to see lots of series, right? The series we want you to revisit, we're going to talk to you about a specific lesson because it was absolutely delivered for this moment, this transition moment. So you're going to want to go to the Galactic Encyclopedia Revealed. And you think about it, Sri, how perfect that they gave us 12 books on the Galactic Encyclopedia Revealed, and they were all for this moment when this multidimensional anchorship happened.
It's all about the energy, you know?
Exactly.
And the energy of this time, if you go to I believe it's lesson 6.
Yeah, so you're going to want to click on the Galactic Encyclopedia Revealed and then grab message 6, because guys, if you want to know and go on a journey, if you want to make it through this time, this is the message. And I think we have a lot more to share about this message, but we also have a lot more people wanting to say hello.
Absolutely. But this message, just to wrap that up, is called the Four Knowns.
And we're going to talk about that more in just a minute.
Absolutely true. Let's head to the phone lines. We're going to line 2, and we'll say hi to Mari from California.
Well, namaste, Mari. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Namaste, everyone. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Namaste.
Hi. Woo. This is such a perfect radio show for navigating multidimensional fields. I'm so grateful to you for all of the teachings and the practices, because they really helped me. And I was really fortunate to be in Ecuador with you on New Year's, and it's been a wild ride since then, anchoring and stabilizing. I'm fortunate to be able to work in a healing center, And sometimes, you know, when I go to work and I'm working with healing and doing ceremonies or meditation, I am in that flow of presence. When I step out of that, you know, and navigate the world, have to go to the grocery store, sometimes that can be really tricky, you know, having to drive. And so in the last few days, it's been up and down. And yesterday I was so exhausted from, and I know that's part of the ascension symptoms, but what I'm having trouble with is bringing it, on my days off, being able to do fun things that I like to do, because I feel like all I'm doing is restoring myself, and having to stay in my house and almost hide. And I don't want to hide. I don't want to separate. But it's really true. When Kira, I think Shri said something about, it's almost when you go out into density, it's almost like a comedy show. And it is, and I have to be really careful not to do judgment and breathe with it. But it's, I don't know, I wanted to call and say thank you, because there's so many practices. I did a heavy-duty meditation today to restore myself, and I got some wonderful messages, but I felt really, really drawn to call you. Had to just call you today to get a mini soul reading. To just get a little extra support.
Yeah, no, thank you. We are grateful. And I, you know, Shri and I are just sitting here shaking our head. You know, a lot of people are asking your question and going through your same experience. Now, Mari, my angel, in your actual self right now, what they're showing me is that you're in a period of training. And they're saying that it's okay right now to not go out. It's okay to stay in. It's okay to do what you're doing, that you are, and I don't want to give away too much about what's coming in March, but you're transitioning almost identically with the energy that's coming forward in this planet right now. And they're saying just within a couple weeks, it's going to be like a whole different experience for you. It's like suddenly it'll just open up and go, ah, I'm breathing again. Ah, I'm able to do this. Oh, this feels better. And so they're saying, honor what's happening. Don't resist it. And simply say yes to the flow. And there is a greater ignition coming forward very quickly. 6 weeks from now, it's a very different picture. And so I'm very grateful that you got through. And thank you for connecting with us today.
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, we Namaste. Love you too, sweetheart. Namaste.
Sometimes it's one foot in front of the other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And sometimes it might be an inch. You never know, but at least it's going in the right direction. Now, you know, right before we took Mari, and we have many callers holding, we were teasing you about this beautiful ensoulment. And again, you can find us, the one that we're talking about. And with all of our heart, please, please, please connect with this this week if you can. And it doesn't matter when you get this. This is always a powerful connection, because truly this was delivered for this moment in history. So again, you want to go to shriandkira.com, click on Ascent, Art of Ascended Living. You'll see messages from the masters. And this is lesson 6 from the Galactic Encyclopedia. Now, there is way too much here for us to share. We are not going to do this justice, but what Shri was teasing you with is part of this ensoulment is something that Archangel Zadkiel calls the four gnomes. And this is a really powerful gift for navigating multiple dimensional space, because the easiest way to navigate your multidimensional self is to stop resisting that is there.
Right. And we just want to kind of tease you a little bit to let you know that as you enter into the energy of this divine dispensation, you'll find yourself moving into a greater soul alignment, where you'll realize that the four knowns that are shared are absolutely true.
And exactly. And when we have the opportunity to let go of doubt, when we have the opportunity to really accept something, we free that, and we started talking about this in the first half of the show, we free ourselves from that density insanity, and we allow ourselves to glide into our ascended sanity. And when we are able to be in the space of ascended sanity, our multiple dimensional existence ignites. And it's important to recognize that it's a subtle shift. And you'll often know that you've arrived there, because suddenly everything makes sense, and there's a great sense of peace around a situation. And so let's before we tell more, why don't we say hi to another caller?
Well, I think that's a super idea. We're going to head to line 5, and we'll welcome Marty from Pennsylvania.
Namaste, Marty. Welcome.
Dear heart, I felt urged to call you today, too, and I think it's been a couple of years. I only called once before, but I'd like to think I've, like most of us, done quite a lot of evolving the last couple of years, so I was hoping you'd be kind enough to give me a little mini soul reading, and maybe I can better gauge my progress.
Oh, Marty, aren't you a precious angel? Wow. Well, first and foremost, wow, yes, you're glowing. It's a really fun glow. What's interesting, though, is there's like this misty, I was going to say smoky, but it's not. It's like there's this misty energy around you. And what's interesting about it is that it's giving you an opportunity to kind of quickly and easily release the last veil. And they're showing me you taking your hand and what am I doing straight? All my fingers are open and yeah. I'm kind of waving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the palms kind of toward the body a little bit.
And I'm
just
kind of
clearing.
Waving it. Yeah, like waving. It's almost like I'd be waving smoke out of my face, right? And so but I'm doing it very gently and very easily. And they're saying, as you do this, call in the breath of your divine presence. Lift up into the magic that you are and prepare to receive, 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 for you are in a moment where the dreams you have asked for are ready to manifest. Simply stay the course. And so it is, Marty. I'm so honored to speak with you again.
Wow, that sounds extremely encouraging. Like I'm right on the cusp of all the long prayed for things getting ready to manifest finally, huh?
Yes, and it's a wonderful year ahead for you. Just stay focused. Just stay focused, my angel, and do that little practice that they just gave you. I think you'll be blown away at how fun it is and how much it really does reveal.
Well, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and you guys have a blessed, blessed 2018.
Thank you, my angel, and we love you too. Many blessings. Whew, you know, Sri, I just... Every time we engage with someone, I enjoy kind of wiping away that last veil. That was kind of fun. Were you guys doing that with me? You know, I thought that was kind of fun. So I want to bounce back because, you know, the show just always goes too fast. And we wanted to talk to you again about these four knowns. You know, along with these four knowns that are given by Archangel Zadkiel, which are illuminating. I think even when you read them, they also talk about opening the 9 gateways of the soul.
And this is
powerful ensoulment, guys.
This ensoulment, this discourse is so powerful. It has so much information in it that will awaken you. But this there's a breath practice that is given.
Yeah, and it's part of opening those 9 gateways of the soul.
And this practice is so timely because as we are transiting dimensional frequencies, we must have some inner work, hygiene to remain open, to remain buoyant, because there's a lot of friction out there that'll pull you down. And, and opening these gateways helps you transit.
And don't you love that it's the 9 gateways of the soul as we are now in this multi-dimensional opportunity for 9 dimensions, and that this ensoulment was given, what, like 12 years ago? This one, I think this one came in 2006.
To.
And guys, it could have been delivered, and I believe it was delivered yesterday. I think we folded time and here it is. And so it offers, and here's what's going to blow your mind without doing too much of a spoiler alert. When we talk in March and next week's show, you've got to be here next week, March revelations, March predictions, you're going to hear us talk about the power of breath in March and why it's so important. And so here we have this ensoulment tree that really takes us through this transitional moment from the end of February and kind of the lifting, anchoring presence of the Shanti Bhakti into this beautiful Ananda and how to really transit it, journey it, live it. Pretty powerful.
Absolutely powerful. And I encourage you to to go to shriyankira.com and take a look at this particular lesson, because now is an excellent time to visit that information.
It really is. And not to say it again, but remember, you go to shriyankira.com, right across the top, you'll see Art of Ascended Living. You're just going to open that up and you'll see Messages from the Masters. You'll arrive at the page. Go to the Galactic Encyclopedia series, and this is Message 6. Now, you know, Sri, we still have so much more to share. So many people on the lines. Let's see if we can say hi to another caller.
I think we can. We're going to head to line 3, and we'll say hello to Patty from Arizona.
Namaste, beloved, beautiful Patty. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, you beautiful beings. I love you so much.
Oh, it's so mutual.
Thank you. So I have been living in abundance of peace and joy. I've been creating a live garden on a Stark patio, which has kept me in total joy. But I have a medical issue that I just can't get rid of. I am a healer, but I can't heal myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for what you've got to say today.
Well, number one, I bow before the mastery you that has asked that question. That is the kahuna moment for all masters. It is the gift that really ignites the next level of our presence and our being. And to have even asked the question means that you are ready to walk through that level. And I'm loving so much that you called today, because you are the bridge to next week's show. March is all about claiming this balanced, empowered energy. And that is what the guides are saying to you, my angel. They're saying that you are still in the mastery. They're calling it assignment. You are still in the mastery assignment of learning not to give too much of thyself and to acknowledge the value you carry for you. And that this garden, this connection, this life-giving garden, they're saying, pay attention. Excuse me, I'm actually losing my breath. Wow. Pay attention to how much you receive back from the garden and as to how much you give it, and find that continued harmony into your healing, and the next step will open. And so it is. And thank you for calling in today. You are such a precious gift. Many blessings.
Thank you. I love that, and I love you. Thank you.
Oh, and we love you. Many, many blessings. Whew, Sri, wow. My heart is just like, wow, huh?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is so important to remember is that as we take a moment to breathe, and I mean breathe with presence.
Ooh, really? Breathe that in, guys.
Not only do we center ourselves, not only do we calm ourselves, but we also connect to that essential energy. And so it's so important, and we're going to talk more about this next week and in the coming weeks.
Yeah, in depth.
It's so important to, throughout the day, bring a hand to your heart center, right on the center.
Let's do it right now. Let's do it now. Bring your hand or hands. I have both.
And as we bring a hand to the center of our chest, pausing and noticing the connection, and bringing our attention to our breath.
Yeah.
And noticing the connection. And now expand the breath a little deeper, a little wider. Breathing with presence, feeling our divine connection, feeling reassured because all is connected. You, beloved ones, are connected to an infinite supply of love and light.
And receive, receive, receive the truth of that gift. You are already bouncing between all of the multidimensional experiences that are available. You are acclimating to that state of presence that may feel scary or uncomfortable. It's okay. You found your way here to this show, which means your heart is guiding you perfectly. And if you have not yet watched and really learned about all of the ascension symptoms, you might enjoy reading them instead and getting even more detail. Just go to shriyankira.com and it's right on our homepage. Just click on it. Learn what your body, your mind, and your spirit are experiencing together. Remember, it's a tri-dimensional moment. Every being on the planet is adjusting to this. And the more you say yes to your Shanti, yes to your Bhakti, then you will unify with the Ananda. And in this unique year of 2018, that history will point a finger at and say, that was the year, you will have discovered your freedom, you will have discovered your mastery, and you will have anchored your ascended presence as a beacon for those who would also like to do the same. I can't think of anything more beautiful, Sri.
I am just happy to be with you.
And I with you. And us with all of you. We love you
That's you and you.
Beloved
ones, it's such an honor and a delight to connect, to share, and to amplify the loving connection that is the truth of our being.
And of this community. And remember, make a note, grab your friends, be here live next week. March Revelations. I can't say enough about it. And just be here, and we will be here too.
And until we have that joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply and trust that all is fully well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.